Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 81, released on December 15th, 2024. We are streaming live. Hit us up on Facebook, email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org. We're on many of the socials. We're on that X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, what else? TikTok.
Yep.
We're Facebook, just about everywhere. YouTube. One of these days we'll probably be on Blue Sky. Who knows?
And we're also on Twitch, too.
I would say the best way to get a hold of us to get...
Tweaker.
If you're wanting to know, if you're wanting to get a response, is hit us up on the Facebook, I suppose, for better or worse. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And this is your buddy Dave here, high in the technology business that don't know shit.
Yeah, we're high, all right.
I'm Malia. Hey, guys.
And I'm Steve. Welcome to the show. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, as I said, we're streaming live on Facebook. Welcome, everybody that's joining us in our live stream. We will be responding. Well, we'll do our best. We'll be responding to questions and comments throughout the show.
Hey, I got that one, Bill, right there.
Welcome, everybody that's joining us.
Who's playing the violin? Dave.
Yeah, I turned it on so I could
I took care of the first person for you, Bill. I said, hi, Jason.
Ah, good deal. So what do we got, guys?
Good. How's everybody's week? Everybody have a good week this week? Get your Black Friday shopping all done, your Christmas shopping done. We're getting close to that time.
We're heading into the home stretch here for Christmas.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm done. I just have cash to pull out last. That's the last thing I got to do.
It's all I got left.
Really?
I,
how much cash are we going to pull out? I'll be nosy. If I'm nosy, just say you're nosy.
I haven't really put a number on it yet. But
well, since I know nobody... nobody's watching this. Nobody's watching this from my white elephant. I decided to get one of those giant Rice Krispie bars and wrap up from Cracker Barrel. It's going to go in the white elephant gift.
Nice.
So, ooh, white elephant gift. That reminds me. I got to get one of those.
I took care of that one for you too on the live chat.
I usually always buy that fire starter stuff for those. The or whatever.
Yeah. I did that at a church function one. Took those logs you buy.
Yeah.
And that was the hottest item. They were all fighting over it. Mm-hmm. Those little $20 logs you buy it.
No, the thing that irritates me about a white elephant, and it's the same story. Pretend I used the F word right there. Same story every
this
year.
This isn't racist, is it, that it's a white elephant, not a black elephant?
Man, why you gotta be a white elephant, man? That's bullshit, man.
I need to go there.
Well, you set me up, man. That's bullshit, white elephant, man.
They're usually pink when I've been drinking.
They're gray. The ones
they're
I
all
see
pink on the inside, Dave.
I don't even know why we call it white,
except for that worn out leather. That
no,
you know.
But you go, you get the message. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. You get the message from family. Oh, it's a $25 limit. Then you get there and you're the only one that's bought anything under $25. Everything else is wildly extravagant, and you're the one. You're the
schlub. Well, $25 means you start at 25. You don't go under the 25.
Oh, is that the rule? Is that the rule? Is that what we're supposed to do? Because well, nobody told me shit.
Somebody's got a bougie family, is what it is.
I got a Dave family now.
So why do you give a shit? That's where your first mistake you made.
First mistake you made, Dave, or excuse me, Bill.
Wait, what? Bill. Stop. What?
This sounded like talking to my dad.
The first mistake you made, damn it, was you did it yourself. You pawned that shit off on your old lady to do that shopping.
An old lady that drove and did things without me.
A son that's getting ready to drive. Send him with mom.
Yeah.
Well, I had a clock.
So is that why your son failed the test so many times? Because your wife was teaching him? Like, she's I'm just teasing.
Doesn't
drive?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
I had a clock here that I give away at a White Elephant. And for like 3 years, I'm like, why is that back on my shelf? I know I give it away.
We still have all that swag from the truck show.
The best White Elephant gift. Yeah.
Give me that box, brother. I got this under control.
The best White Elephant gift is a picture of yourself, a full headshot, and you give it to people.
Perfect. Autographed.
Yes.
Was it Steve?
That'll be worth something someday.
Was it Steve at one? Remember we went to the Coliseum and we got all that swag, that bathroom swag, the flip flops and the raincoat. Did you win the fight? Who won? Somebody won $500 on our crew.
That was Mike.
Oh, Mike won it? Yeah, he won the grand prize on it. Yeah.
Because
I got a couple sacks of them flip flops that are them shower flip flops that they gave away in them bags. Yeah, great White Elephant gifts. Got a raincoat in there.
I've given a bag full of that hotel soap, and like I travel throughout the year.
I used to grab all that stuff.
I've done that before with the White Elephant thing. Like, gave a baggie full.
That's
of
pretty good. What is
like
the
hotel
best
soaps
elephant
and lotions and stuff?
I told you a picture of me.
Okay, well I know what to get. Mine had to probably be the log I did for a church group, an old church group, but one of them's a clock, and I think it's
been given back to you, huh?
No.
Well, and right now, my buddy's wife knew everybody at the group and would take it, and then I would come home, and like 6 months later, this is Bruce's wife, Ann. She would come over to my house and stick it back up on the shelf.
I miss Ann.
And then like 9 months later, I'm going, well, what can I get? And I see the stupid clock there again. And I'm like, wait a minute, I give that clock away. And I put it back in the bag, and it come 3 years in a row, it come back.
That's what happens, though, when you give your garage code to freaking everybody.
I know.
Like, everybody freaking has your garage code. We need to mess with your neighbor. We need to mess with your neighbor. Camera on your driveway.
She cut every tree down in her house because she's afraid it's going to fall on it and crush the house. So beautiful trees, had them all cut down. So
you should just start having people pull in your driveway.
How come we can't hear Bill?
See if you get calls.
It would help to unmute my mic if I'm going to talk, huh? We've got Canadians. There'd be Canadians in here.
Sweet.
Okay, so I have a question for everybody listening and watching. I want to talk about the drones.
Let's talk about the drones.
Like, has anybody seen
quick
them
here
driving?
You're still talking about Christmas gifts. I found this Christmas gift from my granddaughter. You know the game they play with the water bottles, flipping them, getting them laying on the table upright?
Mm-hmm.
They have a game that has a rubber hot dog and a rubber chicken with a suction cup on the end that you flip. And it sticks to the table. When I first seen them, I'm like, they look like a couple dildos.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they open up the present, my oldest daughter's like, hey, why'd you get her that? I'm like, you know, because she's 12. I said, it's a game.
Oh, yeah, that was probably not a good gift. Well, all right, let's talk about drones.
Well, back to what you were just saying, though. It's like a birthday my nephew had when he was like 3 or 4 years old. I went to the dollar store, bought a bunch of stuff for him. I got him a pool that I thought was big enough for like just him to play in. When you open it up, you throw it on the ground, it just looked like an oversized condom. It's like, all, you know, like before you...
There ain't no such thing as an oversized condom.
No, I mean, it was round and stuff. And it just, like, everybody was just like, it looks like a condom.
I want to know what she thinks is an oversized condom.
I want to know what she's seen.
I mean, everybody, the whole family's like, Molly, how did you get that?
Would it fit over his whole body?
Probably, yeah.
if it actually had like was like that.
Look at her.
It was just a pool. But
you're gonna be very disappointed.
But it was terrible. That's how I
explain it too.
Bill I my own condoms. You have to fit her. We ain't having you talking.
He says it, throws it on the ground. Looks like an oversized condom. How big is this kid?
It's like.
Is he husky?
It didn't look you like know what? Pool.
God bless him. I mean, good for
okay,
him.
You know, when you drones. Take a condom move off the wrapper, the way it looks go, before go. You use it.
Yeah. Tell me more.
I know you roll it down, and it only goes a quarter way down.
Yeah. The old joke. Did you see? No, the serial numbers there at the top of the condom. No, you never have to roll back that far.
Oh. Yeah, that's a new one. Mm.
So let's talk about New lady. Jersey, New York.
Let's talk about something we know nothing the, about.
Yeah, Jersey, I guess they've seen them in
where
California.
They're treating the government with drones up there in Jersey.
In Jersey.
It's just some New York out there. He's got nothing to do but fly some drones around the size of small cars. Yeah.
Well, they say it's like they're seeing them in 8 states now.
Yeah.
That's why this being a trucker podcast, I was just wondering if any truckers are seeing them while they're out driving.
Would be interesting to know.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Because they're now seeing them in 8 states. They're seeing them around the country. And so when you said Canadian, I want to know.
These aren't regular drones that you buy off the shelf either.
Well,
these are
the pictures they really said are looking. Three. They have only 3 engines on them. They do have a wingspan. They from the pictures I've seen on a couple of them. So
there's a couple different styles of them. It's not like there's one,
but they're all huge. They're not.
What are we talking about?
The drones. Oh yeah,
we're talking about the pool again.
I was going to say Magnum. Is what I was going to say, but that's not what she was talking.
You can't
about.
Take a man to penis and bring him back in one day.
I said condom.
You know, it looked like on a his condom computer on the ground. Here thing.
You know, like an elephant condom.
That's a trash pack. They call it empty or glad.
How many elephant penises have you seen?
No.
I'll tell you what, with the internet, they're on there all the time.
I've never seen a white elephant either.
You pull enough skin back, it's pink, I think.
I was thinking.
Hey, both of you guys were thinking it's trunk, too.
No, hold on. This reverts back to my stories I used to bullshit you guys with the guy going up the elephant, getting sat on by the elephant, remember?
Well, yeah, that's the old Tim Conway story. You know, two elephants. Yeah. One sneezes, the other one farts and blows his eyes out. Yeah. Siamese elephants.
They're we're getting it.
Well, these drones don't have a chance, do they?
No. Somebody's going to shoot them down.
Well, did you say someone tried?
I've already seen that. There was a video I watched just before we got on the show here. There's somebody in Jersey trying to shoot it down, and he's got like... I don't know if it was real or not because he's got like
it probably was fake.
The tracer bullets where you can see him going and it looks like it hits.
Everybody owns a gun with tracer bullets.
Yeah. But and then they're in the comments, they're like, well, it looks like it hit it and skipped off.
Yeah.
Right.
And he wasn't even close to hitting anything.
Welcome to AI.
Well, then like I said, in the comments, you got the people that are the conspiracy theories. Well, if the government's not going to take care of it, we're going to take care of it.
Well, they already did. I mean, what are you talking about?
Oh, no. You can't talk like that for Jersey. You got to talk in the white accent there.
Yeah.
And then you got the other ones, like I was telling you, that are like, well, he's responsible for all them bullets that he's putting. He don't know where they're landing or going. He could be hurting people, you know.
Like we care.
I'm we not care. Sensitive. We
I don't
we
care. No, we need to thin some of them out. I'm sorry. What? I quit being nice. I'll be nice until Christmas, then I'm over with it. So,
but it's not going to be the one thing.
It's not Christmas. It's
got
to be nice. Your tree is like spinning behind you there.
Yeah, you got a spinning like, tree.
Why is it spinning?
I can't watch that too
it's
long.
Twinkling.
I'm going to just let everybody know on our website, I'm selling these. For $5 a piece. Well, no,
you better watch it, Steve. You might be writing some checks your ass can't cash with that. You're going
to get enough markers
inundated with orders.
You realize he'll take them to work and make all the guys draw trees in the next. Okay, guys, you're going to earn money. I need trees.
You got to pay for these beans under my desk.
Oh, my. Okay.
My sausage green.
So what do you think about these drones, young lady? You're the one that wanted to talk about them. What's your take on it?
I just was wondering, my take on it? Oh, you don't want my take
on it.
Do
you think it's
good? Yes, we do.
Do you think it's some other country?
You just call me a conspiracy theorist. Like, I believe the government's up to something. I believe they're going to try to keep
it
from taking off.
Did you guys see that one coming? I saw it coming. Do you see it coming?
Well, I think it's just to keep Trump from taking office in January. Like something's going to, things are going to keep progressing. And I almost don't think he'll be able to take
office. I think he's already took office, even though
but he's not.
It's actually called lame duck, and yeah, Biden is checked out.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, like, I know.
I think either they'll call Marshall's law. No, they're going to call Marshall's law.
They've shot at him. They've done everything in the world.
I don't see something.
I would go along with you in that if not for the fact that he is actually popular right now.
Do you know he won a lawsuit today against
the defamation. ABC.
ABC, yeah. From what's the guy that his mom's the makeup queen? $15 million. Plus, they got to pay $1 million lawsuit for saying that he was a convicted rapist. Anderson Cooper. Yep. That's who he lost today. So,
wow.
$15 million he lost, and then he's got to pay $1 million worth of legal fees, too.
You listen to too much news, Dave.
Well, I know
popped
he's
up
popular,
right before the show. It come on the news.
Do something. So.
Because we're talking like millions of dollars worth of drones right here. Mm-hmm. It's either somebody's really, really rich and has got a lot of money to spend on
drones.
There's
more than one too. I mean,
several. They're
four
huge.
To six or something. They're reporting.
Yeah,
I still
nation
I,
state
size
I,
of a small.
I'd like the Iran
car.
Mothership sitting off the coast, and they're all launched off of it.
Someone in the military was on talking about how he's worked on different military type. Things that go in the air, different things.
Drones.
But not just drones, but other stuff, aviation type stuff. And mm-hmm. He was saying that some of the drones are military government drones because of the lights that are on them. He could tell. And then some of the others are not. And so he thinks the government ones are going up to see what the other ones are about. But I just think and the other ones don't even seem to be drones. You know, they're the size of cars.
I'm sorry. If you don't want nobody to know about them, why would you put lights on them?
Why aren't we sending F-18s or something up?
Drones are supposed to be
trying to shoot a fly with a shotgun. You know?
Well, and they keep saying they don't know. The government keeps making these statements that you know there's nothing to be worried about, and they're unaware of what's going on. And
Trump did get on True Social yesterday and said, "All right, either tell us what they are or shoot the damn things down."
Right.
Be done with it.
And so my theory is Trump won't take office in January. Something's going to go down between now and January.
That was a hot take.
And,
for real.
Oh, wow.
And everybody, you hear to hear first.
Yeah.
I just don't think he will. Dude, I bet you he won't even get in office until 2028. And we're probably going to be in some kind of a weird thing between now and
some kind of funk in between.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And you'll start seeing people pulling out guns and everything else.
Mm. So. I'm with you on the government drones. Because if it was some rich asshole with a bunch of drones, he would have said by now,
it was me, dickhead.
It could be Trump's buddy, Elon Musk. You never know. Mm-mm.
He's busy down in Mar-a-Lago hanging out in the beach.
Have you seen some of them and the way they move?
No.
It's not a drone. So
I haven't seen them at all. Tell us more, Malia.
Go ahead and smack him.
Well,
don't make her get up and go to Wayndale.
You got to put your knife down and stop eating that steak. And maybe
yeah.
Hold on.
I'd be eating that steak right now if I could.
I had steak today. I went to Texas Roadhouse today.
You had tips and mashed potatoes. You did post.
Yeah,
that.
I always do the steak tips if I can.
Yeah,
so I don't look like Breakfast Bill and cutting for
he's
hours.
He's just got a blank face, like
because I don't give a crap.
We're trying to better our language. And I've already said the.
I'm trying.
I know
it was usually me all the time, and I've been pretty good.
Me being on here is already helping and working. You guys are cleaning up.
No, actually, we were doing real good until you came along, and then it's digressed again.
It's whatever.
Well, what do we got here for news? What do we got here for news, Malia?
Well, since it's winter
do
time,
do I have to read this?
Yeah,
you don't
make
have
her put
to.
Her granny glasses on and let's get the news started.
Oh, do you got some of them big glasses that like stick up?
There you go, Malia. Hey, look at there.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dirty I can't see out of them anyway.
Shane got the notes up. That's just precious.
Oh my gosh, Eric.
You have to fire your IT tech guy.
Yeah. Stupid machine going to sleep while I'm talking. It should stay awake.
Oh, he helped me fix my lighting in here. I was going crazy. I have a light up here now and
going crazy.
Gone.
Tell everybody. Yeah, they that's knew that my daughter was calling Dave about Thursday. Be like, oh, my mom's so crazy. All right, episode 81. So that this is, oh my gosh, let me guess, published by Ashley. December 12th, 2024. This poor girl. Dash cam shows out of control box truck spinning and slamming into a cop car.
Oh, let me interrupt you real quick. The show notes are linked in the show's description. That's true of the Facebook, the YouTube, and the audio only. So everybody yeah, you'll be in the able live to go stream,
look at these links if you don't see it. They're all posted on there. So
yeah, they're on our website, the links to the show notes so that you can see the pictures that we're going to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And this
well, and I do believe everyone out there listening has probably seen one of these semis do this.
Oh, yeah.
Good old Michigan. You got to love it.
Yeah. So a dash cam video captured by the Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office out of Michigan shows a major accident involving a fire truck that occurred on Thursday morning. The crash occurred in Comstock Township, Michigan, after weather conditions that caused several traffic accidents and slide-offs early on December 12th. At approximately 8:30 a.m., first responders were assisting at the scene of an accident eastbound I-94 near the 80.5, mm-hmm. In Comstock Township, when a semi truck jackknifed, overturned, and struck a Comstock fire. What is that? Apprehends and a Kalamazoo County Sheriff.
Fire ambulance, yeah.
It doesn't say ambulance.
No,
apparatus.
Okay. And Kalamazoo County Sheriff's Office patrol vehicle. Thankfully, no injuries were reported in this accident. The KCSO, which is the Kalamazoo police, later clarified that the box truck driver was transported for treatment of minor injuries. You can look at the video below. You guys have a link here for the video. Did you guys watch the video or?
Yeah, we can watch it right now if you want.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
marvel us with your. Whoa, I hear it.
You be able to flip it over?
Counting us at the 80. Am I sure
that's not...
Damn! Wow.
Boom!
Look
baby!
At the people. Wow.
What? No replay?
Yeah, involving some fire truck out here. Send rescue.
Don't bother getting out of the cop
car. We're just cleaning the shit out of our drawers.
Here, you can see it again, Bill.
Let's see it again. Come on.
Here it is. Watch the guy open the door on the fire truck right there.
Wait for it.
He's sitting there. Now watch.
Bam!
He gets launched down the hill. See him roll down the hill in the snow?
Dadgum.
So.
Yeah, could you imagine
none of them got hurt, did they? Did it say?
No, it said none of those got hurt.
Yeah, no one got hurt. The driver was taken in for treatment on minor injury, so that was it. That's shocking.
Well done, Dave. Well done.
Yeah, that was
I've been practicing.
I'm not going to just let this go. That was a feat of technical marvel right there. Because I'd yet to figure that how to do that out in an easy, meaningful way.
What?
Dave, I got to tell you, I'm feeling it right here.
You're feeling it right there?
Yeah, that was good.
Could you imagine being the guy, though, opening the door? You don't even see it coming.
Fire truck
and you just get thrown and you don't know what happened at first.
Well, the fact that nobody got hurt, that's
awesome.
Fantastic.
He had to be a young guy because it had been me. It hit me and rolled me down that hill. I'd have been sore in a bitch. Couldn't have walked for a month.
That'd been the last thing I'd done that day.
Would be a God moment for all those guys.
Man. So, well, you know, that's life in the fast lane. It kind of looked like he was moving a little bit quick. What do you think?
He was sideways. He got hit that black ice, and you could see the ice on the road. And he was sideways. He was, you know, hit it with the passenger side of the truck. And the cop was talking to the record drivers. If you listen to him at the beginning, he says, so you guys can roll that truck back over and pull it out. And he says, yeah, there won't be no problem. And about that time, here come the truck. And that's when at the end, he goes, are you guys okay? Because he must have been close to them, too, standing there.
That's what I was wondering. Was he standing outside the driver's side right there? And
the cop,
so
then the car and the record guys were standing outside the cop car.
But I wonder if it was on the driver's side. So, just missed getting
wiped them.
Out by feet
and
or
I'm
inches.
Surprised it flipped that truck that fast. That was just like sent it flying. So
that doggone fire truck was firmly planted in place.
It didn't. You'd have thought it would have met. He must have been full of water. Had to be.
Yeah.
Had to have some weight on it.
Yeah, it is a pumper, isn't it?
So was he just not paying attention or something, you think? Or
he just probably come over the hill, seen the wreck, hit the brakes, lost it.
Overcorrected all the trucks.
Everything you could do wrong. First thing was hitting the brakes.
Yeah. I don't hit the brakes.
Turning the wheel, hitting the brakes.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. And he probably, I don't know if it was a hill, driving too fast. Hey, it's 131. You never know what you're going to get. So,
Well, more of this after the break. When we come back, more of this.
Woohoo!
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to live action.
Nice.
Wow. Couldn't hold my breath any longer.
Now, why do I have... I got one thing on here that says 3FT image, and the other one says 3FT logo, and I hit the wrong one. So, yeah, there was a couple seconds of blackness right there.
Oh.
Anyway, it's all good.
Well, it's not letting me load shit.
Well, now it's fair. We had the white elephant, and now we have black screen.
we've got it covered.
We're fair and balanced.
And we were actually posted a video during that's the right. show and got it right.
Well, that's because you did it. Bill didn't do it.
That's it. Yeah. No, I ain't gonna. Yeah.
I'm telling you,
credit where it's due.
I'm telling you, Bill has had to teach me a lot how to do this, and it's a lot of trial and error. I've been working on this since like 4 o'clock trying to get all this stuff. Done today,
you're so. Kidding.
No, I had to build the background, had to get the tree out of the attic.
And here I was out having steak. And
yeah, I know. I sit here and I sit down and I'm like, oh man, I'm
got still some working. Christmas shopping done, sat down for a little bit.
Well, I'm also working on we're going to do a big video stream down in Mats this year. Let's talk about Mats too, since we're here. Let's
Mid America Trucking Show.
That's right.
When and where?
You tell them the dates, and I'll tell you the booth.
I thought you guys were talking about some guy named Matt there for a minute. I'm like, you guys are going to Matt's house now? Who's this?
Yeah, we're going to Matt. Yet.
It's Louisville, Kentucky, March 27th, 28th, 29th at the Expo Center. That's down by the airport.
And that's not during Bill's birthday this time.
And how many,
not this year.
How many days are we all going to be there?
We'll be there 4 days.
3 days. Four days?
Well, I mean, we're going to show up Wednesday to Thursday.
Yeah, we're there
show
4 days.
Show up Wednesday and set up Wednesday, and then it starts Thursday, Friday.
Three nights, four days.
Clean up Saturday.
Well, if you want to look us up, gentlemen, ladies, friends, and family, stop at booth 38054.
In what wing?
So it's actually 58054 is the actual correcting, but it's 38054.
That's what wing?
38,000.
South wing, right dead square in the middle.
So it's Thursday. So are you guys going down Thursday or are you guys going on Wednesday?
No, we go Wednesday. Wednesday.
Look at her. Look at the way she said that. Like she ain't going to go.
No.
So I'm you guys going down?
No, because you the way you guys already planned it. Stop.
Smack him. You're lucky you're out of arm reach.
I wish there was a little deal we could. It looks like we reached from our window over to the next window went on this feed.
AI can do that. We have to get Eric on that.
Eric?
Are you? You seem
to be or a squirt gun or something.
What you eating there, Steve? Sounds like you're chewing on your microphone.
No, it's a candy he's eating.
Oh. He's eating a peanut.
I can't eat candy.
No. No, not now.
Next week we have not to talk today. About... Next week at my business meeting we have to talk about... like turn our 45-second commercial into something to do with Christmas. And since I'm in the cleaning industry, we're supposed to just take a song or something. I don't know. I'm going to talk about
it. Man smells, jingle bells. There you go. That's
no, I'm actually bringing nuts and popcorn. Like all in my industry, all the messmaker things come out all at the same freaking time. So it's like throughout the year, you might go in and there might be popcorn spread all over a building. But during the month of December, it's not just popcorn. It's popcorn. It's peanuts and peanut shells or pistachios, really.
So it's the Christmas trail mix song.
Oh, it's is there a Christmas?
And trail then mix you know what you need I to Google. You know what you need to add it with?
Or
the,
no.
The,
and there's
the
glitter.
Rock salt that everybody drags in on
there's
their shoes
lots
too.
Of salt.
Okay, and listen, I'll get this. Will be perfect for you. Write down everything you just told us. The items. AI will make you a song. You give them items, and it will do it for you.
Oh, that's so smart. Why
that's cool. It does
that?
A lot of, yes.
Guy, he usually
it does
says
everything.
By the way, in your talks, have you talked about us? This?
I have that? One. I think once, maybe twice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm with a bunch of idiots talking all over the world.
But, yeah, so it's been fun trying to figure out how I want to put all that together, but. That's what happens in my industry is all that mess maker stuff comes out at the same time. Rocking around
it
the
does.
Christmas tree.
And
oh, and glitter.
I can honestly.
Popcorn.
I can honestly say I went and helped Malia clean
glitter.
A building once.
There's
and
so
she
much
said,
glitter
when you say
a
throwing glitter, all I think of is like the old Bad Santa where they're at the strip bar and the stripper pole there and they've got glitter going everywhere and they're in the Mrs. Claus outfit. And
helped Malia clean a building once and she says, okay, it's wintertime. You sweep and get all the salt up. There is salt everywhere.
Salt is like, you know, your aunt that's salty who comes to the family event and her comments at the door somehow make it through the whole place. Somehow, you know what I mean?
They're upstairs like, on the
that was
everybody
fantastic.
Wears those credit shoes.
That's kind of how I want to talk about the items because then you got tape everywhere because everybody, for some reason, in these buildings get tape all over the floor and everything. And then all the chairs
the packages
are
they opened.
So it's like, then you got family, you got Miss Sticky. Stuck on everything, you know. And then you got Uncle Bob blowing up the toilet in the bathroom. So if you can't find him, he's so.
Gosh, I might be Uncle Bob.
And then you got
everybody's Uncle Bob.
You got Mrs. You got the spark. You know,
cheddar's full.
You got, you know. Yeah. You got Salty. She's got her kids, Sparkles and Crumbs. You got, you know, you got
Salty.
Glitter and. Cookie crumbs everywhere.
You could write a children's book. You know, what are you talking?
She could. Speaking of children's book, don't you got some Christmas tales for us, Steve?
I do. It's that time of year. Christmas traditions. We all have them. Here's a few that I found on the internet, and they might pertain to you. They might not, but. Well, we're getting closer to Christmas. Everyone's family has different traditions during this holiday. I found a few on the web to share with you, and we'll go over some of our own as we discuss this. If you have any that we don't cover or would just like to chime in on, feel free to message us on the socials or our email. And
or sit down and shut up.
We would love to hear from you. So here we go. This was an AI, Malia, overview. Many Christmas traditions include spending time with family, decorating, and exchanging gifts. Baking. Bake cookies with your family or cinnamon rolls for getting up in the Christmas morning, you know. Bake Christmas cookies with your grandkids, kids. Did you do that when they were growing up, any of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I make cookies everywhere, every year. And I do
sugar like cookies or
I eat
nah,
the cookies.
I don't do the sugar cookies. I just do a bunch of different varieties.
I like oatmeal raisins.
The sugar cookies I just buy.
Get the cutters and cut them into shapes and decorate them with the frosting and sprinkles and
absolutely
stuff.
Absolutely not. I don't do all that. I used to make a ton of cookies, like chocolate chip cookies. I don't know. There's like probably about 10 different kinds of cookies, but just not the sugar.
Well, since I sold my concessions trailer, I could cook 10 dozen cookies at one time.
In your big ovens?
Yeah. We could do 10 dozen. We would cook them all up and then put three in a bag. And then those little.
Did you use those for cookies?
Oh, God. We put them in and gave them away, wrapped them with ribbon and give them to everybody.
Oh, I would love to do that. And
remember, you helped me. What do you mean, love to do it? You helped me do it.
Oh, I did.
I think she's getting Dave Heimer's too.
And the cinnamon rolls. Starts, I didn't do cinnamon rolls, but I do a French toast bake on Christmas morning. And so you got to let it soak overnight. And then I think it's about 60 minutes in the oven.
Next one here, decorating a tree, building a gingerbread house, hang mistletoe.
Me and my sister.
I assume everybody decorates a tree unless you don't do a tree and do Hanukkah or whatever. I don't know. Or Rajmataj or whatever the other ones are. I don't know. I don't say it right.
It's Kwanzaa's.
Well, the same thing.
Ramadan.
I had an accent on it, Dave.
Okay. that's when we bake cookies. We bake the cookies when we put our tree up.
Okay.
It's usually Thanksgiving weekend, too.
Ornaments on your tree. Are they all store bought or do you have homemade from when the kids were little, made stuff in school or something?
Yes.
Yep.
I have a couple here I just got in the mail. And I want to get up and go get them and show you guys, but I'm not going to because I think I'm going to give one to Bill. Because
your feet fell asleep.
Give each one of you guys one.
Oh.
I was looking online and you can get toilets and plungers for Christmas ornaments. I can't get them in time, though, for next week.
Do you know at the flea market there was a guy selling plungers that would go on a stand upside down, put ice in them, and put your beer in it to keep your eye cold?
Stick them in the ground.
Yeah.
Next to your chair.
Anyway.
Drinking my shitty beer.
Exchange gifts with family and friends or pick out presents for your children, stuffed animals, everybody, presents. Singing. Sing Christmas carols or go caroling. Did
Absolutely
you ever do
not.
That?
Yeah, no. Just in church.
I've done the caroling once before, but I think it was with church.
I did carol, but it had nothing to do with singing.
Carol.
Was it
your neighbor?
Was it Carol Shelby?
Yeah.
Exchange. Okay.
A wish.
Watching lights, driving around, looking at Christmas lights. Do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every year at midnight, Christmas Eve, when I drop my daughters back off at their mom's, and I'm out on the highway all by myself, and I'm looking around, going, "Well, I'm the only fool out here driving around Christmas night, looking at all the lights." And I remember they used to decorate the water tower in Woodburn, Indiana. They don't do it anymore. It made it look like a giant Christmas tree. And I remember
it strung the streamers would come down all like at an angle. I remember that.
I remember in Bluffton, in one of the housing additions, there was a guy that did his house just like Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase style. Mm. And the traffic would get so bad coming down a cul-de-sac to turn around that the cops had to come and direct traffic.
They used to do that on Old Decatur Road years ago. They used to decorate out south.
What gets me is you'll see on the reels on Facebook and TikTok of these places that have set the music and the lights move and everything. Yeah. And on the garage door, there's somebody singing the song that's jamming or whatever.
Do you notice? I've noticed this year just because I'm driving more. The lights ain't like it used to be in Indiana, but I did notice when I'm down in Texas, everybody's decorated down there.
Why?
In my neighborhood,
because it's
not a lot
friggin'
of
warm.
Yeah, they don't have to go out in the cold and do it.
Have you guys ever been to Rock City in Chattanooga?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Christmas time's beautiful there. Rock City.
I was wanting. Not this I might time still go. They got lights at Bristol. You could drive out in the Speedway. I think I might still do that this year.
Yeah, they did our baseball diamond down here. Have you been to it yet, Malia? They decorated the baseball diamond.
I haven't been
diamond.
To it, but I take care of a condo.
So you got
and
to
you
see them?
You see out the window, yeah.
Did you say that wrong? There's an accent. It's condom.
We're back on that.
Okay.
No, but also what's fun real quick is decorating your car. And then wearing lights and stuff like that. And so that's what I read
people
in one of those.
Their trucks.
I rented one of those 15-passenger vans and drove everybody, my family, down to Chattanooga, and we did all that and wore sweaters. And
guys put reefs on the front of their grills and put Christmas lights on the front. No, you can do that now. You have 110.
There you go.
I got 110 house power now. I can plug anything in.
I used to put orange lights around my windshield at Halloween. Attending services, religious services, Christmas Eve or throughout the season. I remember going to midnight mass quite a few times for Christmas.
My buddy's wife passed away, and she went to a church, and I'm actually going to go again this year at midnight mass on over there on Reed Road. They have the bells where they have like 20 ladies and guys up there, and they play all the Christmas with the bells. It's pretty cool. So, and I'm going to do that again.
Well, I like doing that. That and also,
haven't I gone with you on Christmas Eve, Dave?
I think you've been there too.
Haven't we gone?
Yeah. I didn't realize how many live nativity scenes have you seen?
Probably about 6-7.
Did you hear what happened at Central Ministries this year?
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you hear a shooting took place at?
The you know, they let that guy out on bail or on bond.
Did they?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
Just so happens, Dave, the Airbnb that I just had last weekend was right across from a church.
Oh, so they had
and I'm thinking, why is there so much traffic on this friggin' street? This street, I lived there for years.
Yeah.
I know what traffic is in the area. And I'm like, looked out the window. There's a fire. There's a cow. There's a donkey. And then there's people. I'm like,
they're having a barbecue and they didn't invite me.
They're going to roast that donkey. Not, I mean,
it was a real cow and a real donkey, not just
real
people. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
My family, we were sitting there eating and opening up the presents.
Roasting the donkeys.
You could hear, I'm like, what the heck? And yeah, live nativity scene.
Roasting on the fire.
Little guy running around with a 5-gallon metal bucket and a shovel cleaning the shit up. Don't eat the road apples.
Well, here's the one we were talking about a little bit ago. White elephant party.
Yeah.
Ugly sweater. I've seen so many obscene Christmas sweaters that I wanted to do that this year and not tell my kids just buy not necessarily the sweaters, the t-shirts. They have rude things on them. I was going to buy them all for my kids and let them open it up and then, you know, take the picture. But I was like, I better not.
Mm.
Oh, it's fun doing sweaters.
You're getting down to one.
Calendars. What about advent calendars?
I had one of those and it had chocolate in it. And when
I had one that had little airplane bottles of booze.
Oh, that one had the booze.
Great.
I've gotten them as a kid or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and chocolate. Don't Lifesavers have one too or something like that?
Yep, Lifesavers had them. And Elf on a Shelf.
Absolutely not.
Too old.
No, I don't know why, but I don't like it.
I keep threatening the kids. I
made it so dirty. And now all you see, I see one tonight, and it takes me a second for my brain to click what they're rhyming because they make some kind of fun rhyme.
Oh,
the same thing.
I like
there
it
was,
when
hold on.
There.
There was a sperm and it had curly hair. What is it?
From an elf on a shelf?
Perm on a sperm.
Perm
on a sperm. Little play on words there.
I'm like,
I like
the I was trying to think what it was.
They got him on the rotisserie and they're going to cook him or he's pooping the candy kisses and there's a line of candy kisses behind him. He's bent over and, you know.
Yeah, I see one where he's laying down in the seat in the Barbie mystery van or whatever, and had Snoop Dogg next to him, and they both had big old hoodies in their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were getting ready to crack a Diddy joke. Like, Diddy was...
Well, yeah, he could have went seat, that way, too.
This here says, and I don't really, maybe different areas, it says Christmas market. Browse local Christmas market for
that
gifts.
Was a big thing in Germany.
Sipping hot chocolate or mulled wine. Yeah.
Would that you be have like to go Darlington to Christmas or? City and the only place around
yeah,
here is
Darlington
Christmas
or
City.
Stuff like that.
Or like Shipshawana or something. I mean, stuff that has like a market, flea market kind of deal.
Yeah, Shipshawana would be a good one.
Well, the little villages when I was in Germany many, many hundreds of years ago, they were big on the outdoor Christmas markets and it was a
you can watch
carnival
them on
flea market sort of atmosphere. People were selling hot toddies and windmills.
I love them hot toddies.
Big old sausages.
I make them here all the time.
Big sausage on a little piece of bread, that kind of thing.
You're talking about food.
What are you talking about?
It says
seriously. It says looks like a sausage like this on a little bitty hamburger bun.
Bread bowls and soup. Eat soup in a bread bowl. Is that something for us?
Never
holiday?
Did that, but I eat cereal Panera in a bread bowl.
I mean, they sell.
I've tried it at Panera Bread, but I don't really care for eating out of bread.
Oh, bread bowls. I do like bread bowls.
Movie night.
Yeah.
Have a night, a movie night with an appetizer party or something.
I remember doing the.
I like movie night.
Did that
one. Like and it was always the Christmas movies, you know.
Elf, I went and seen two of them already this year.
Christmas Vacation. Yeah, we've watched a bunch of them.
The yeah, Grinch. I actually go to the theater, though, on Christmas.
That's what I mean.
Night.
I went to the theater.
Yeah. And this says red here, one. Is there something far as the corned beef? It says Reuben sandwiches. And
they never heard of that.
Well, they always tell you to have corned beef that's first New year. It's supposed to bring you good luck.
No, that's right. Patrick. That's not, St. Patrick's, we eat corned beef.
And then it says, I heard. Make a meal from a different country. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Pulley sausage.
These were just a few. I hope this got you in the Christmas spirit. If not, bah humbug to you.
Mm-hmm. We'll give you a big hug. So, come on. What are we? Three bears?
We're coming up on Christmas as far as that kind of stuff, so I figured I'd throw it in there.
It was good. I mean, it's that time of season. What do we got?
Extensively, this is not our Christmas episode, but it's the episode.
Yeah, next week will be our Christmas episode.
So but you've got.
I got my tree up.
Hey.
I got mine up.
Do you guys ever dress up when you're just going out, like in holiday?
Yeah,
girl, I have a red and white striped tuxedo pants and shirt jacket that match.
Does everybody own a Grinch?
I have a couple
Grinch?
Dresses for
everybody
like,
own a Grinch. Well, we did a Christmas. We did me and Malia did the Santa Claus pub crawl, and we cooked for it downtown.
Pub crawl.
Yes, and
I can't see you crawling.
Yeah, I did
Dave.
Help you cook for it.
Yes, we did. We
I
had
was Mike. Dressed up for that, wasn't I?
Yes, yes, you were. All,
yeah, yep. I was gonna say I have a whole ton.
Everybody was dressed up. I mean, people were in Santa suits and elf
was
suits.
It,
and
was it slutty?
No,
no.
Damn it!
I don't them, typically dress slutty. I mean, I'll.
Oh, look, God, is it?
Sometimes can be form fitting. I have one of those body types. It's kind of hard. Not to do that.
Oh, I'm so damn sexy too. I can't help it.
We were at
I'm
saying I just, we were doing
I
it down at the
that allows me to wear anything.
It was at the not the shrine the Mason House downtown, and
you're
our buddy Whiskey
the Mason House,
the Freemasons building downtown.
It's
and Mike that drives for us. Whiskey Mike that don't drink anymore, come crawling in there. He come crawling in there.
Yikes.
Hey, I call, red, I call it doing? Red lipstick.
The views,
no,
the
no,
views
no,
here
that.
Are those of Dave and do not Mike. Reflect that of three fat
truckers. Oh, you're talking about different
Mike? Yeah, it was so funny because I had Mike in my trailer, my concessions trailer, in the alley cooking. Me and Malia were inside serving, and some homeless guy come walking up. Well, when all the lights are on the deck, he can't see out, and he's behind Wendy, and the guy comes over here and goes, hey, you cooking cheeseburgers? And scared Mike to death.
Oh, God. All right. So
now, did he feed the homeless guy at Christmas?
We were inside. I don't know. Probably.
I know. I'm just saying.
Probably. No, if I know him.
I always
all.
Like it when they're standing on the corner with a sign, we'll work for food. I'm like, here's an onion. I need you to wash my car.
With the tears that are about to come from your eyes from eating onion.
Something like that.
I got Mike out there cooking on the open deck because I had a deck on the back of my trailer, but I locked my truck up like Fort Knox. It's downtown. You get all kinds of crazy people down there. I'm not leaving my truck unlocked.
Yeah.
They closed that Wendy's too, I just heard.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I've seen that they're opening up another Bucky's in Louisiana, Bill.
Oh, are they? That's right around the corner, isn't it?
I just drove by Raising Cane yesterday. They were literally lined up 40 people outside to walk in, and you couldn't get into the Best Buy parking lot anywhere because the line was so long.
You could get just as good a chicken at the gas station.
You might as well go down to Chick-fil-A because there ain't nobody there now. They're all down.
Yeah, they're all them people. All the people that are willing to stay in line for chicken are out of
outside.
Raising Cane's now.
20 degrees.
Come on, man.
For chicken.
It must be.
Wasn't it the same thing when Portillo's opened up there? Same kind of yeah.
I mean, it'll be open next month and there won't be no line. What's the
That'll be when I go. All right, kids, we better wrap it up. 48 minutes, doggone it. So
well, that was a good show, guys.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Why is your three fat trucker light neon not on back here? Is it glow too much?
If I turn it on, you won't see nothing else.
You won't see a tree spinning. You'll be like,
Oh, you might see the tree, I bet you.
No, we tried. You won't see nothing. You won't see me. It's too bright. Too much neon.
Anyway,
we won't see you. Turn it on.
I was waiting for that.
We'll still hear him though. So what?
I mean, you have a neon shirt on, and we can't see that through the.
Yes.
It's like.
All right, kids, hit us up on socials, comment directly on the website, show at 3ftpodcast.org. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, I've been Bill.
One week,
for God's sake. Well, we will be back in 2 weeks. It doesn't devalidate.
No, but we'll be back
next week, guys.
For our Christmas show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be back in a week for our Christmas show. It'll go by just like that, I promise.
Until then, he's been Breakfast Bill.
Breakfast and I've been Bill. Breakfast Dave.
Yeah, I call you Breakfast Bill.
Dave is a name for you.
I call you Dave. I bet you do. Do you? I win.
Hey, Bill, do I ask Bill, where Bill, you Bill. Whisper it in my ear, Bill. Whisper it in my ear.
I ain't phoned for that. She'll hear it too.
At least she calls you.
We'll see you, folks.
Yep.
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.